the first set of exercises were about learning to re-inhabit your body after abandoning it to the ravages of pain and trauma. Then with the circular breathing, you also learn to open up channels of flow. And this is important because when there's flow, we don't experience the pain and the trauma. Flow and pain and trauma are opposite sensations in the body. So now we go on to our next step.
We're going to start with what we're calling a resting place in your body. It's really important when you've been in pain for any length of time. You feel anything but rested. And so it's very important to have a place that you can come home to whenever you need to find a respite from the pain, the exhaustion of dealing with the pain, and the suffering you may be having. So this first exercise will teach you how to find that place of rest in your body. And maybe you'll find more than one. But to begin, start at your head or your feet, whichever you prefer, and just notice how and where you're drawn. Gradually take a journey so that you can find possible places of refuge and respite from your pain. Pay particular attention to parts of the body that you can't feel. So you may want to start with the bottom of your feet, the top of your feet, even the sides of your feet, and then move up through your ankles, noticing a place that feels okay. Not great, not wonderful, not pain-free, just okay. A place where your attention and the rest of your body can rest. Keep going now as you move up to your upper legs and notice different areas there that maybe feel loose or somewhat comfortable. Again, places that you can't feel or you discover might be numb. And you probably know which areas where you usually connect and where you usually consistently disconnect. So keeping that in mind, that place, that terrain, the whole landscape, keep moving now through your abdomen and then just following your breath coming up into your chest. Noticing what happens as you breathe in and the expansion that you can feel as you breathe out. And then come on up to your shoulders, your neck, maybe even your earlobe, some place that you haven't connected with for a while, if ever, in this way. Take a few moments now to use your breath and sense your way, especially into the numb or disconnected places you have found. Breathing in, feel that part of your body, and then while breathing out, notice that part of your body again. Do this for several breath cycles. What are you sensing now in that area? Does this part of your body feel more connected now and more a part of you? You might be surprised to discover that a place where you usually feel very little connection or even numbness may begin to feel to you like a possibility of a resting place. After you've practiced this exercise for a few breath cycles, connecting and sensing into these different places in your body that may have new possibility now. What is different? What's different in your whole body? What's different in those particular parts of your body that you explored during this exercise? Are there ways that your body feels more connected and that different places within your body feel more connected to each other? Does your connection with any of those resting places in your body affect your pain? Particularly notice which one or which ones really seem to promise a sense of comfort. Over time, you can be curious about how these different connections you've discovered in this resting place exercise can offer more and more comfort to you.